Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
All right, some useful background there from Lorna Shaddick and her bag of sweets. Well, America has reached a crossroads. The United States now choosing its next leader. Voter turnout is a crucial issue in this poll. Analysts saying Donald Trump could win if certain groups stay away. Let's take you live to Washington. Correspondent Simon Marks is in for a long night. Simon, good evening. To explain to us firstly then why turnout in this election is so much more important perhaps than in others.
I will, Jeremy, but we'll keep it a secret. But Lorna got that idea for the bag of sweets from me. Turnout is critical in this election because both sides need to energize their supporters and get them to the polls. I mean, that's always been the inevitable outcome that we were looking for on election day. And the two campaigns look at the situation, and there is very brisk turnout here. Even in Washington, D.C., just a couple of blocks from where I'm sitting, there are long lines of voters snaking around a couple of city blocks. People queuing up for at least an hour to cast their ballots. The Democrats look at brisk turnout and they say this is good because it shows that our supporters are coalescing around Hillary Clinton. They're energized. They understand the stakes that are at play in this election. Even if they don't particularly care for Hillary Clinton, they're going into the polling stations with a clothes peg over their nose and they're still voting for her nonetheless in a bid to try and stop Donald Trump from getting into the White House. The Republicans look at brisk polling, particularly in some of the battleground states like North Carolina, for example, and they come to the conclusion that that shows their supporters are truly energized to stop a woman that Donald Trump describes as corrupt and a criminal from getting her hands on the keys to the Oval Office. Now, all the polling leading into the final moments of the election campaign suggested that Hillary Clinton can relax a little bit because she's 4 or 5 points ahead of Donald Trump in the last national polls that were conducted and ahead of him in some of those critical battleground states. But what worries the Clinton campaign are voters like someone we spoke to in Virginia, just south of Washington, D.C., a bit earlier today, who told us that this was the first election in 50 years where she was participating in the election but had decided not to vote in the presidential election. She voted in the local races that were taking place, but not in the presidential election. I couldn't bring myself to vote for either of them, she said. It's people like that who may end up deciding the outcome of this race.
And Simon, the astonishing extreme assessment from both parties on the eve of this election. Donald Trump saying, and I quote, the last chance to fix the system. Obama countering that, saying that his legacy will go down the drain if Donald Trump wins. I mean, the stakes here are enormous, aren't they?
The stakes are absolutely enormous. Hillary Clinton saying that voters have a choice between healing and division. She obviously hopes they pick the healing bit of that equation. The stakes are enormous because this has been the basest, most raw election campaign we have ever seen, an election campaign that has mobilized on both sides of the political equation, the conservative right and the sort of Bernie Sanders left, forces that often don't find themselves playing in the sandpit of mainstream politics here in the United States. And one of the big questions for whoever wins this election, Hillary Clinton, who voted a couple of hours ago in upstate New York, Donald Trump, who has just voted in Midtown Manhattan, whoever wins this election is going to be faced with trying to figure out how to put the genie back into the bottle. How do you take some of the bile out of the political process? Can it be done, given that that bile has been unleashed here now for, to all intents and purposes, the last 18 months. It's very difficult to see how this city or this country returns to anything approximating politics as usual after all of this. So raw have been the emotions during the course of this election campaign.
All right, Simon Marks, we'll return to you within the next 90 minutes. It's our correspondent, Simon Marks, live from Washington, D.C. Back with him, as I say, just after 8 o'clock this evening. This is Newsnight. And when we continue, some of South Africa's top business leaders gathering in Sandton, north of Johannesburg, the latest live from the Top 100 Companies Awards.